Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and boarded my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenblum. I'm here. Saturday suckage. Let's take roll. Find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
And the
further
we do, we suck!
Turbo!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt!
We had fun, but there you go, I sucked.
Garth! Algar!
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach Levine.
It sucks to have a game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Damn Tomlin.
It all sucks. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
I just wanted to suck the way you did, Sean, to start the show. That was the earliest staying on brand ever. AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in.
Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Wouldn't that be a great World Series? It could be Clayton Kershaw against Big Suck it, big dumper. There's your World Series. Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck. It's terrible. The way they look the last five quarters, that's bad football.
Cade Horton.
I think in that situation, it sucks.
Really?
It sucks. It really does suck.
What are you playing?
Just whatever I want back here. I mean, it's fine.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Sean Sears, come out of there. I know who you are. Wow.
I missed everyone. Figured I'd reintroduce everyone. Hey, it's me. I'm just pressing buttons back here, and we're figuring it out.
We hadn't even gone on the air, and at 815 texture, before I even told you that our phone number is 312-644-6767, and that text line works as well, 312-644-6767, 815 texture, Saturday Suckage, the opposite of the Ohtani game from last night. Yeah. We will talk about that. The greatest game, greatest individual game any players ever had, not just in baseball, but any sport. You can at me. It is. There's not, and we'll discuss that later. We'll also laugh at Jed Hoyer. He said something, among other things that he said for 51 minutes, he said something that the Cubs apparently don't even know enough to be embarrassed about. We'll discuss that. And we will discuss Bears Saints. First, I need to tell you this. Welcome to the Saturday Suckage Show. We suck so you don't have to. And certainly we've worked overtime already the first 5 minutes of this show. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number 312-644-6767. We will get an update on DeAndre Swift. He's officially listed as questionable, but he officially said yesterday he's playing. We'll talk to Patrick Finley, covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. Talk to him at 11:40 and see what's what with DeAndre Swift. Noon, Paul Sullivan will be here. We'll see what he took away from the Jed Hoyer press conference. 12:40, Ricky O'Donnell, SB Nation. He'll be here talking Bears. No, Bulls.
That's right, Bulls.
Bulls.
They do that.
I suck, yeah. He'll be talking. Yeah. Okay. What 847 texter? Hey, Rosie, long time no suck. Yeah, well, all you had to do was listen for a couple
of
minutes.
Yeah, had enough.
309 texter, good morning, Steve. Bear down, Michael. STL, smoke weed every day. Yeah, we are live, local, and loaded. There'll be a WB segment later in the show. Golf advice from Wiz Khalifa. You can't live without that. And what else? Oh, Sean Hammond, Sun-Times, Tribune, talking Bears. We'll talk about, let's talk about this, what you saw last week. It's now 22 career starts for Caleb Williams, your hero, your franchise quarterback. 22 career starts. He has four fourth quarter comebacks. That's according to the way Pro Football Reference labels it. He's done it in consecutive games this year, right? Vegas and Washington. There's a week off, but consecutive games. He closed the season with one against Green Bay. Earlier last season, Tennessee. The fourth quarter comebacks, all four, tie him with Jaden Daniels. But you wouldn't know it the way some of the talk goes. Both of them are behind Bryce Young, if you can believe that. Bryce Young has five what qualify as fourth quarter comebacks.
But it's a major award. I won it.
Understand, fourth quarter comebacks are such that Justin Fields got credit for one. When Roquan Smith intercepted that ball against, I want to say it was Houston, and Justin Fields knelt down twice, so he took minus yardage, kicked the field goal, Bears win, And that counts as a fourth quarter comeback drive for Justin Fields.
Clap now.
Yeah, really.
Clap now. Thank you.
Now, here's the thing about what you've seen Caleb Williams do. Without idiot coaching and an idiot defensive back, he'd have had one against Minnesota last year and Detroit. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And yes, last year's game in Washington, most notably last year's game in Washington when he led that last drive, and then the coach was an idiot, Tyreek Stevenson was an idiot, and miracles are made of that. So that would be seven comebacks in 22 starts. Just short of once every three games. Are you kidding me? For comparison's sake, here's what I did. If you're going to do this, start at the top. Tom Brady, Caleb's idol, right? That's who he wants to be. See, he wants eight Super Bowls because Tom has eight, or seven. Tom Brady directed 46 fourth quarter comebacks. That's an amazing thing. You expect greatness, but I'd never really seen a number attached to that. Maybe I wasn't watching every graphic of every New England and Tampa Bay game. So that's 46. He's number one. Peyton Manning, 43. He's number two. Sean, you know who's number three?
No. I don't know. John Elway?
No, you'd think so. That's a really good... But that's only against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
My Chris, my Cleveland Brown fan, just committed suicide. So, third... Ben Roethlisberger,
oh,
41.
Okay, that makes sense.
The active leader is fourth. He doesn't have 40 yet. Who do you think the active leader in fourth quarter comebacks?
Aaron Rodgers.
Remarkably, no.
Wow, Joe Flacco?
Remarkably, no.
What is it, Jameson Wilson?
You can list every quarterback. Well, who's on your fantasy list? You just keep going down. Matthew Stafford.
Oh, okay.
39 fourth quarter comebacks. But then, because what I did with Caleb, I looked at it and I said, okay, that's seven. It would have been seven. It's only four out of 22. Would have been seven without idiot coaching and an idiot defensive back. So Brady mounted his comebacks in 14% of his games. Manning mounted his fourth quarter comebacks in 16% of his games. Big Ben, 17%. Caleb? Right now, 32%. 32% of Caleb's games, he has directed a fourth quarter comeback. I mean, this is
he's Babe effing Ruth.
He starts with idiot coaching for his first year before getting a cram course in greatness from Ben Genius, right? He would already be a legend if Ben Genius was coaching him last year. Right? He couldn't possibly. Ben's going to make a mistake somewhere along the way. You go, oh my God, he Eberflused. We're going to say that. And Caleb's got the greatest chance ever to keep doing what we saw against Vegas, a bad team, against Washington. Now, that was a game where Caleb and the Bears offense and Ben Genius rallied to the moment.
Yeah.
They did not force the fumble. That was an unforced error by Jaden Daniels and the running back and whatever. And the call, it was just a bad decision all the way around. And the Commanders paid for it. But the Bears seized the opportunity. Caleb seized the opportunity. DeAndre Swift seized the opportunity. Ben Genius kept going to the run, even though it didn't start off really well. You're thinking, oh my God, they're looking to look awful. They're going to blow this opportunity. Why are they doing that? Well, we'll talk about the run game later, but every run play is a positive play. That's the way NFL people look at it.
I'm just going to tell you, that's a bad call.
You bet. The thing about that, all those Caleb numbers, four out of 22 starts or comebacks, could be seven, should be seven. Caleb didn't need Troy Aikman's criticism to do any of it, did he?
Hello there.
Caleb missed a pregame meeting with Aikman, and then they missed on the phone, and nobody talked to anybody, and whatever the reports were. It really is unprofessional and immature by Caleb. And he went further immaturity by going on Instagram to troll Aikman's comment about that TD pass to Swift being lucky. And, you know, specifics of that, when Troy said it, the luck was they got the playoff in time. Because what you saw at home is different from what's actually in the stadium. And this is like the strike zone being different on TV. And
Caleb admitted so in postgame, said so much to say, like, yeah, we barely got that playoff.
It was lucky. Mm-hmm. So the announcer said it. And this is why, remember the old one? Joe Buck hates my team. Joe Buck hates the Cubs. Joe Buck hates Chicago. He hates what? Marv Albert hates the Bulls. It's a regular thing. When they're not drinking the Kool-Aid, the national announcers are not drinking the Kool-Aid you want them to drink.
I don't care who they put on. when Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
George.
But the whole Troy Aikman thing is stupid. The Bears people commenting on are wasting their oxygen. I don't care if Aikman's a Hall of Famer and a great analyst. He's not playing middle linebacker or defensive end or coaching against the Bears. Who cares? Those are the people who matter. What Troy Aikman says is great for sports talk radio. We've gotten a week out of it. We may get more, right? But it's idiocy for the Bears to get engaged. Rookie mistakes. Rookie mistakes by the quarterback. Caleb got engaged. Amiably friendly answering, chuckling, answering reporters' questions about what Aikman said.
Yeah, I could care less. It's kind of how I think I've said multiple times over my time being here. Fair, not, life isn't fair. People are going to say what they have to say. We win, we lose. People have stuff to say. It was lucky, it was not lucky. People have stuff to say. Have a bad game, have a good game. You know, people have stuff to say. So it doesn't matter. We're only worried about what's going on here within this building and with these guys. So that's all I can say about that.
That's when he sort of righted himself. But earlier on, he said, I use it as part of motivation, a little bit of fuel, a little bit of motivation, and all competitive. And, you know, wrong. Try again. Don't say you're using it as motivation. Good God, you were the number one pick in the draft. You struggled to be a mediocre quarterback last season. You got the coach of your dreams, and you're a starter in the NFL at the position for the Heritage franchise, and have said you want to blow past 4,000 yards for the first time in franchise's lame history. You want to win games, and you need a talking head to motivate you? This is your job. Are you kidding me? Are you bleeping kidding me? All right. I would think being a starting quarterback in the NFL would be enough motivation, period, paragraph, end of story. Now, Ben Johnson had a different response. It was a little better, but still, you know, he first showed his red ass, then he tried to conceal it, talking, well, we need respect from everybody, and we haven't earned respect, and we're here in Sucktown, and... Right, like how many last place finishes do you mention before you wonder why the Bears don't get any respect? They haven't been to the playoffs with two or three coaches, haven't won a playoff game with six coaches, seven quarterbacks. But even saying that gives gravitas to Aikman's words and the effect on the Bears.
Terrible, take a lap.
More than matters. So a rookie mistake by the coach and the quarterback. The only answer that would be acceptable is we thank Troy Aikman for his interest in the Bears, period. That's what the quarterback should have said. The coach should have said, we thank Troy Aikman for his interest in the Bears. Next question. But if you want some motivation, if you need that, Caleb, try this. The Bears haven't beaten the Saints since 2008. The Saints have beaten the Bears eight straight games. That includes the last four at Soldier's Field. So going back to where we started this, in dreaming of Caleb walking with God, such as Brady Manning and Big Ben, Sunday could give him the chance to match one of the all-time greats, the last Bears quarterback to beat the Saints, Kyle Orton. Yeah, that's it. Now, it might not be 4,000 yards, not yet. He is on that pace, though. But Caleb has a chance to be spoken of in the same breath as Neckbeard the Pirate, mateys. That's motivation for you, Caleb. Sunday.
So much for that.
Yeah. Take a break. When we come back, something else about Caleb and Jalen Daniels and Justin Fields. It was sort of just exposed the decimal point stupidity world we live in. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Here's what I tell you. Don't believe everything you hear floating around out there in the media.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now third down and four. Play clock is at two. They just got it away, and it's Swift with a catch. And still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone. Juan Martin missed a tackle along the way. They needed four on third down. They get 55, and they barely got this play away before the play clock expired.
They barely get it off. DJ Moore, he's going to take out two guys. So as he pushes up, he runs one defender into the defender who's supposed to be covering DeAndre Swift. And that's why Swift was as open as he is. And then you make one guy miss, and now with his speed, he's off to the races. So luck on Chicago's part. It really wasn't so much intended to be a pick, but it turned into that just based on how it was defended.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Highlight courtesy of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Monday night. A, B, C. Dun, 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 dun. That was our breaking news sounder. We have breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from the Bulls. Chicago Bulls forward center Zach Collins underwent successful surgery yesterday to repair a non-displaced fracture in his left wrist. Collins will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Further updates will be provided as appropriate. And you have to wonder how this affects Bears Saints. Well, maybe no. But Bears Washington, I'm not done with that. Because of what happened. Or the way it happened. The numbers that came out. Caleb Williams went 17 for 29, 252 yards, a touchdown. You just heard it, 55-yard catch and run by Swift. In the fourth quarter, pretty decisive. He had a 98.6 passer rating. 100 is where you want to be. So 98.6, he had the normal body temperature rating, right? Jaden Daniels went 19 for 26 for 211 yards, three TD passes, an interception, a fumble, it was his fault, and 119.2 passer rating. Are you kidding me? More than 20 points higher than Caleb? He lost. He was a big reason why they lost. Quarterback rating, passer ratings are something we're left to use as comparison, much like war and baseball and game scores in other sports and basketball and hockey and passer rating. That's what we're left to deal with. And 100 is where you need to be. But the problem with the quarterback rating, and I don't know how it all goes in. First of all, you have to question something where the golden score is 158.3.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Jaden Daniels sucked in the important areas. He threw a pick in the red zone, right? Great play by the Bears. It was a takeaway. But then the next one was a turnover. Whatever Dennis Allen wants to call it, it was a turnover. The Bears didn't force anything. Jaden Daniels couldn't hand off the ball. He fumbled it. In the final 4 minutes, when you're trying to run out the clock with your four-minute offense, he couldn't complete one of the simplest acts in football. Caleb mounts a game-winning drive. Caleb had a better game. He didn't suck out loud in important areas. He led the Bears on a game-winning drive. And you're telling me his passer rating is 20 points worse than Jaden Daniels? That's not a quarterback rating. I mean, what's a quarterback's effect on the game? And look what Jaden Daniels did. Three TDs. Oh, but he threw a pick in the red zone, and he fumbled in the fourth quarter. I'm a fan of passer ratings, QB ratings, numbers that I don't carry around a backpack full of decimal points, like some people. But it helps. A single figure helps trying to determine a player's value, a player's effect on a game. But this is really deceiving. It simply, well, we're step back and throw the ball. That's what we do. But you're talking about the most important position in team sports. And Jaden Daniels had 20 points, was 20 points better in passer rating when he blew the game from the Commanders. Threw a pick in the red zone, fumbled, and the thing is, passer rating gets viewed as a referendum on quarterbacks. So it's incomplete as it stands, and you have to know that going in, but what else is there? Passer rating is it. And by the way, while we're taking a swipe at passer rating, let's slap the daylights out of Pro Football Focus. PFF, it was reported, had Justin Fields graded higher than Caleb. You remember Justin Fields, don't you? Yeah, right? Remember him? He completed 9 of 17 passes for 55 yards. Let me repeat that. Justin Fields graded out higher than Caleb Williams from PFF. 9 of 17 passes for 55 yards, no TDs, no interceptions, 9 sacks, some of which were no doubt his fault, for, I believe it was minus 10 net passing yards. Fields quarterback rating, passer rating, whatever that's worth now, 58.7.
Now, if you want to crown him, then crown her.
Yeah. This is the 19th anniversary of that, right? Is that what it is?
I believe so,
19th
yes.
anniversary of that, yeah. So Caleb Williams went 17 for 29, 252 yards, 8 touchdowns the last drive. He took advantage of a turnover, and he led the Bears down the field. And PFF thinks Fields was better when his total yards, all together, add them all up, Fields' total yards amounted to the yards that Caleb Williams and DeAndre Swift combined for on that huge TD for the winning team. The Jets are still getting beat on in that game. So that's what PFF did. I don't think Pro Football Focus should be allowed to watch football anymore. And I think they should focus on dancing, maybe ballroom dancing, dancing with the stars, or rhythmic gymnastics. You give somebody decimal points, and they just go crazy. It becomes an addiction for people. And we need something. Hi, I'm a decimal point addict. My name is Steve. Hi, Steve. Yeah, you need help. All right, we'll take a break. We need help. We need help trying to figure out what DeAndre Swift's presence, absence. He said he's going to play. He was listed as questionable, groin injury. Said he's going to play, but for how long and how well? We will ask Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times that Bears question, very important Bears question, given all the emphasis they put on the run and the success that they had with it. So, and by the way, passer rating, as a texter points out, 630, I think an important factor to consider in Caleb's completion percentage is there has been a fair amount of drop passes. Yeah, is. There was. You saw it. Guys who get paid to catch those. Guys who need better hands. But still, it's tell me with what he did, and he was worse than a quarterback who threw a pick in the red zone and fumbled in the final 4 minutes. And then the whole Justin Fields sings. Oh, my God. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Patrick Finley. We'll talk to DeAndre Swift, Bears running game. Next, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I didn't really understand what you're saying. I mean, you can keep asking your question. There's a lot of ways you can go with your question.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Toss to Swift over the right side. Big play. And now down inside the 20. What a night for DeAndre Swift. And in turn, it may be what a night for the Chicago Bears. A run of 15 yards. And the ball is sitting at the 18.
Well, Darnell Wright again leads the way. He helps make a big block. DJ Moore, once again, he's out there. Drew Dahlman, the center, number 52. He's leading the way. I mean, that's just a lot of guys getting involved in this run game, knowing what's at stake.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Yeah, thank you for being a friend, Patrick Finley, and coming on the show and talking Bears, my friend. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I am groovy. By the end of the weekend, I could be bitching if the Bears go on this 10-game winning streak to make up for last year's 10-game losing streak and the Super Bowl, my friends. So Patrick Finley joins me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. I wanted that DeAndre Swift run brought in that did so much to just cap what the Bears were doing. A four-minute drive. They needed to get a lot closer. Jake Moody, who had one block. It was the running back. It was the offensive line. The running game sealed that by putting Jake Moody in a position and Ben Johnson sticking with it. So much grew out of that. I thought that was a huge statement at the end of the game, Ben Johnson sticking with it in his play calling. What did you think of the way Ben Johnson handled it when the runs early in that last drive really didn't yield much? What did you think of his play calling?
I think that that's who he is. I think he is a running coach. And all of the good passing that they do comes off of that. If you look at his stats the last 2 years, with Detroit, he ran play action more than anybody on the planet. And, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, if you're a real offensive coordinator, you can draw up runs. Like, anybody can draw up a pass play. And I think that that's where Ben is his best. I think that that's what Ben wants to be, is a running coach, and you pass off of that. I also think that this is the run game is probably the one thing from the game the other night that you hope can translate from week to week to week. You know, some of that run defense that had been so bad got better, but, you know, I still am concerned about it. I think the hope is that this is what this looks like going forward. And if that's the case, boy, that's a really exciting development for there.
All right. Well, the problem is, 1 week after we're lauding that Ben Johnson found an answer, Ben Genius found an answer. Ben Genius got the blocking right, got the run game right, got the running back there to run outside, and they did everything, and they clinched it with that. And now that same running back shows up on the injury report, surprisingly, with a groin injury that didn't happen in practice. So I don't know, did he suffer a concussion to his groin at home the way some Cowboy defender did? I mean, what is that, and what is Swift's status for Sunday's game?
Well, he's fine, and he's going to play. And we know that because he said yesterday, I'm fine, I'm going to play. So that's always nice when a player says that on a Friday afternoon. Saves you 2 days of stress as a reporter. But, you know, what it was their Wednesday practice was a walkthrough, and they had to do an estimated injury report because of it. And it essentially says, had we practiced today, this guy would have been able to go or would not have been able to go. The Bears said, yes, he would have been able to go. And then he was limited on Thursday because he said, you know, I felt this groin injury during the game, and it's just kind of bothering me a little, and it's maintenance. So I wouldn't worry about DeAndre Swift if you've got him in fantasy or if you just want the Bears to win the game. He is going to be out there. And, you know, with he and DJ Moore both, you know, these are guys who answer the bell, you know, in their time in Chicago. Usually when it's up in the air at any point in the week, if they're going to play, the answer is almost always, yes, they're going to play. And I wouldn't worry about Swift at all.
My guest is Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. He covers the Bears. We're talking Bears here on the Score. It's Bears, Saints, and I found it remarkable that the Bears have lost 8 straight games, 4 straight at Soldier's Field. I had a texter correct me. Rosenblum, Soldier Field, not Soldier's Field. Well, no, apparently no. You're not from around here. Anyways, that the last quarterback to beat the Saints, last Bears quarterback, was Kyle Orton. The anomaly of it all, and have to go back that far, and this looks like a game, an opponent against whom that should end, but the Bears are on a short week. So give me your strengths for the Bears to win this game and the weaknesses or the fears you have, the concerns you have that could cost them.
Boy, you know, I wrote about this in the Sun-Times and it went up on the website today and it'll be in the paper tomorrow. I even have Roma Dunze saying it, that, you know, we know that this feels like a trap game if you're not careful. And, you know, whether it's going to be the rain or the field conditions or just the fact that the Bears are coming off of this really emotional win. It's not just that they won on Monday Night Football. It's that Caleb Williams won in his hometown. It's that it came down to the final play. You know, it's that they didn't get back, you know, to Halas Hall until 5 a.m. on Tuesday. All of those things are typically part, you know, they're all in that recipe for, you know, if you're going to get got by a team that's worse than you, it's going to be this week. The other thing is this. Rosie, do you want to guess the last time the Bears were favored to win a football game?
You mean anywhere?
Anywhere.
Last time they were favored to win a game. I would say Tennessee last year.
Close. It was the New England Patriots last year at home. They were favored. They lost by 16. They fired their offensive coordinator. They fired their offensive coordinator 2 days later, and then they didn't win another game all year. You want to guess the last time the Bears played a team when the Bears had the better record going into the game? It was that same Patriots game. So this is very new territory for them. This is a team that hasn't been scheduled or slated to win or predicted to win a game in 11 months. Something like that.
Wow.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how they handle it. And also, if you're Ben Johnson, this is a first for him. He is not spending the week saying, listen, nobody believes in us. Nobody thinks we're going to win. You know, they are the favorite. And I suspect that is why, unprompted on Tuesday, Ben Johnson mentions that he didn't really like the way Troy Aikman was talking about his team. I think that he decided he needed to try to motivate his guys early and often with the Saints coming up. And I think that that's what he grabbed onto.
Well, you won't know until you know. When you're Ben Johnson, there's a big, you know, every assistant finds out there's a big difference between making a suggestion as an assistant and making a decision as a head coach. And you go from there, and whatever his personality is, that fits what you just described, unprompted, and play that card, the respect card. It sounds like Ben Johnson, so I believe it. And his team has reason to believe in him after what happened the week before. So I would think that would be, you won't know until you know, and they'll get out there Sunday, and it could be.
And this is a guy, too, who, you know, they beat the Cowboys in Week 3. They never trailed. It was his first win. And by Monday afternoon, he is saying, hey, listen, we are already an underdog in Vegas this week when we go to face the Raiders. Like, he is on to the next one as fast as any coach I've ever covered, and he's looking for an angle. And I think that this week the angle is the Aikman thing, and I also think the angle is You know, the last time they played on Monday Night Football, they went out and got their Evan Lovin butts kicked the next week in Detroit in literally a top 10 loss in the modern history of the franchise. So he has brought that up too. Last time we had a short week, it didn't go so great. Now, he knows and I know and you know that the Lions at home ain't exactly the Saints on the road. But he's trying to push any button he can push here.
Patrick Finley is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears Saints here. Something else you wrote this week, and I just railed against passer rating and QBR and the numbers that just don't make sense. The fact that Jaden Daniels threw a pick in the red zone and fumbled away an opportunity to ice the game, and the Bears seized on that, and his passer rating was 20 points better than that. They need to rethink this. He wasn't 20 points better than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams won and didn't throw a pick and didn't fumble and all that stuff, but that's not why you called. What you wrote, what I found real interesting and I hadn't realized, the Bears are 2-2 in games in which they've trailed at any point. In Matt Eberflus, Thomas Brown, glory era, they were 11-36. But the way you put Caleb Williams trailing with 4 minutes or fewer, a 132.3 passer rating, last year his was 79.7. The year before, Justin Fields was 22.1. I mean, that just, you were talking about how the belief of what happens, if it's close late, we're going to win because of this guy or because of all the guys, but this guy especially. So share with the class what you wrote about that. What do you think it, how do you think it plays out this year and for Caleb's career?
I think even last year when things were horrible, the Bears coaches would sit there and say, you know, when we go quick, when we go tempo at the end of the first half, at the end of the game, this, there's something to this guy. And Ben Johnson is totally leaning into it. They think that whatever it is, Caleb's got it kind of when you absolutely have to have it toward the end of games. And that is something that's really encouraging. I would argue to you that it's even more encouraging that DeAndre Swift had a little bit of that too, you know, and that they didn't have to rely solely on Caleb posting a passer rating in the 130s to march down the field and win the game. But, you know, you do that once or twice, and all of a sudden, when you're in the huddle with 3 minutes to play, everybody believes that you're going to go win the game. And there is something to that that is important. And, you know, let's rewind in that game. There were 7 minutes to play, and the Bears were down one or down two. And they went offensive offsides on first down, then a run for a loss of two. Olamide Zaccheaus then had a stone-cold drop on a crossing pattern. And then on 3rd and 16, they just checked down, got 14, and had to punt. That's what it's looked like in Chicago for the last 10 years in those situations.
Yeah.
But then they got another chance, and when they had their other chance, they capitalized. Now, a lot of things had to go right for them to capitalize, including the other quarterback had to literally fumble the ball right to one of their players. But as Cole Kmet told me in the locker room right after the game, like, you know, he's been on Bears teams where you get a break like that, and then nobody remembers it because you can't do anything with it. You know, this is a Bears team, at least early this season, that has shown that they can actually capitalize when somebody hands them the football and says, we dare you to go beat us right now.
Yeah, well, they did. And this guy has done it. If aside from idiot coaching and an idiot defensive back, he would have 7 of these comebacks instead of 4 in just 22 games. And so it has been there. Before I let you go, Patrick Finley, we've talked about the offense and the running game. The difference is TJ Edwards being back and Kyler Gordon, the way they played the run against the best rushing team. I mean, you hope that's not just a one-off. What gives you faith that it's not?
I don't think it could get any worse than it's been. Quite honestly, that's where my faith comes from. Before the Commanders game, the Bears were giving up the second most yards per carry in the history of the sport. and the worst team was, I believe, the 1933 Cincinnati Football Reds, and this was a team that folded before the end of that season. So,
Oh, and it's all some conglomerates from St. Louis bought it and moved them, and they changed names. It was the whole thing. So it was never going to be as bad as it was through that first four games. But what gives me some faith that it'll continue to get better is there's a little strategic move that they made last week that they hadn't done all year. Was there's this guy, Shamar Turner, who was the defensive tackle that they drafted out of Texas A&M in the second round. He was a healthy scratch the first couple of games, and he had been playing defensive tackle. They have moved him to end in obvious rushing downs, and it's not that unusual because when he was in college, he actually started off as an edge rusher and moved inside for his last year at A&M. But they have moved him to end because they like his size and they like the fact that he's just harder to move out of the way. And that seemed to work in the 22 snaps that he played at defensive end against the Commanders. So it's a little thing. You know, the Bears are only going to be as good, I think, on the defensive line as Montez Sweat and Dio Odengbo are on passing downs. But if you want to talk about now, you know, how are they going to stop the run? That is one little change they made that I think made a really big difference.
Patrick Finley, thank you for being a friend.
Of course, anytime.
Thanks for coming on. Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. Talking Bears and Saints. We appreciate that. Great stuff. Always an enjoyable visit with Patrick Finley. Next enjoyable visit after a break will be Paul Sullivan. We'll talk some baseball. Cubs end of season press conference and Shohei with a game for the ages in any sport, in any team sport. Talk about that next. Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.